Morning, everyone. We will begin today with a brief presentation from Commissioner Stearns on enrollment data for spring 09.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair, and I will be brief and much appreciate the opportunity to update some information, kind of the coin of the realm in our world, in the university system, in any school is enrollment. That's one of the main indicators and issues. And before you finalize your deliberations for tomorrow, in which I understand the university system is mainly up, I thought you should have this data, and we've been working to try to get it. Some of our institutions don't reach the 15th day of their spring enrollment until just late last week. So I wanted to share that with you and call your attention to the bottom line before I turn it over for a minute to Associate Commissioner Tyler Trevor, our Chief Information Officer. But the bottom line, bottom right-hand corner, you'll see that the university system, spring to spring, this is really unusual and perhaps even unprecedented. We have grown by nearly 800 students, nearly over 2% from spring to spring. And what that tells us, it should tell all of us, maybe we are doing a better job with our retention efforts. Maybe our transfer efforts are really paying dividends. Maybe distance learning is really paying dividends. But also, no question about it, the economy has to be figuring into this, that it probably signifies an increase in adult learners who are coming back, such as those marvelous folks that you heard from Flathead and other colleges in the system. So with that, I would like to ask Associate Commissioner Trevor to elaborate just a little bit, because I think this really affects the future of the state, of the university system, and perhaps even decisions you make tomorrow.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, good morning. Just a few comments. These enrollments caught us by surprise. Oh, sorry. For the record, Tyler Trevor, Associate Commissioner with Montana University System. These enrollments caught us by surprise a little bit. We knew we were going to be increasing, but not to the magnitude in which we were seeing here at 800 FTE. And these are actually conservative as we reach closer to the 15th day on a few of our campuses. We'll find a few more students paying and a few more FTE before the official count date. Just to give some magnitude to this growth, in the last 10 years, we've increased by 7%. In student FTE. So this is about a 2.5% increase from spring to spring. Now, it takes a full year's worth of FTE fall, spring, and summer to actually comprise the fiscal year FTE. But I'd also like to remind the committee that fall of 2008 marked the highest FTE, student FTE level in the Montana University System history. So we are definitely embarking on the highest enrollment year in the university system's history, as we're watching it unfold. There are obviously some institutions that didn't grow. We've seen some demographic issues with the state of Montana affecting certain areas of the state, but we're not seeing by any means declines in enrollment that you might expect with a declining high school graduating population. With that, Mr. Chair, I'd stand for any questions.
Any questions on the enrollment patterns of the university system? Seeing none, I hate to disappoint everyone today, but we are at this point in some, I think, very productive conversations regarding how we can meet our statutory obligations to fulfill structural balance as well as balance the budget overall. So we have no executive action to take today. Unless there are any questions or comments from the committee, we will reconvene tomorrow, 9 a.m. We're adjourned.
Tomorrow will not be seized.
That was the best one all year.
So your idea of information only, just the number of dollars.
Can we still pursue it? We'd have to take it.
Oh, okay.
Two ways. Change the law because that money is under law.
Okay.